This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda bats for collective efforts to end ill practices. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division reports over 4,000 dengue patients across the country. And deadly Mediterranean wildfires killed more than 40 people. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that his government has launched a new move to establish social justice, good governance, development works and prosperity in the country. At a program organized in Rome by Non-Resident Nepali Association NRNA Italy chapter in his reception, Prime Minister Dahal said that the government has taken stern steps against corruption and ill practices. The Prime Minister said that his government is working to control anomalies, ensure prompt service delivery, and bring about massive changes in people's life from the beginning of its formation. Prime Minister Dahal told the Nepali diaspora in Italy and Europe that people's long-standing woes for passport collection and driving licenses are over, and the economy has been brought on track. Currently, Prime Minister Dahal is in Italy to attend the United Nations Food Systems Summit stock-taking movement taking place at the FAO headquarters in Rome, Italy. Foreign Secretary Bharatraj Paudil and Ambassador of Nepal to Austria, Bharat Kumar Regmi, shared about the government's commitment to meet the pertinent issues of the NRNs, including citizenship issues and others. During the event, the participants from the NRNA thanked the Prime Minister for bringing the divided NRNA together. At least 4,289 dengue patients have been reported across the country. According to the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, the number of dengue patients was 2,930 as of 15th of July. By provinces, Kosi province has recorded the highest number of 2,754 patients, followed by 776 in Bagmati, 344 in Gandaki, 316 in Sudarpashchim, 166 in Lumbini, 22 in Madhes, and 20 in Karnali province. 10 districts have been hit hard by the disease. The affected districts are Sunsari, Thading, Kaski, Darchula, Kathmandu, Swankhua Sabha, Magdi, Kanchanpur, Rupandehi and Morang, where 3,671 people have been infected with the disease. Dengue virus spreads among people through the bite of an infected Aedes species of mosquito. The division projects that the virus risks are high between the Nepali months of Asar to Asos. The integrated checkpost, ICP, along the Nepal-India border in Nepalganj has not been brought into operation even after 1.5 months of its inauguration. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi jointly inaugurated the ICP in Nepalganj Rupedia in June. They had inaugurated the checkpost remotely from Hyderabad House, the office of the Indian Prime Minister. The ICP is expected to facilitate improved cross-border connectivity between Nepal and India. Chief of the Building Division Office in Nepalganj, Vijay Kesar Khanal, said that the ICP was not brought into operation as the construction company has not handed over the building to the government. Likewise, the tasks of the physical works are still ongoing. Similarly, he added, the jobs of human resource management and security arrangement are likely to complete soon. Khanal stated that it could take 2 more months for the operation of the ICP in Nepalganj. The western belt of Bhojpur district has been devastated by recent floods in the Rauti River and landslides severely damaging the road network. The floods occurred on June 14 and June 23, resulting in 6 road sections being impassable. As a consequence, normal life in the area has come to a standstill. With all roads damaged, the daily lives of the people have been severely affected. In addition to the road damage, the floods washed away 18 irrigation canals and a suspension bridge. The public transportation system in the district has been disrupted for a month and several settlements are at risk. Furthermore, the flooding has made it challenging for people to transplant paddy as irrigation supplies have been destroyed. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. More than 40 people have died, most of them in Algeria, in Mediterranean wildfires threatening villages and holiday resorts, and thousands of people have been evacuated. Greece is preparing for more evacuation flights from Rhodes Island as fires also raise on the islands of Corfu and Evia. The current long heat waves show no let-up. Temperatures are expected to rise above 44 degrees Celsius in parts of Greece. The heaviest death toll so far is in Algeria, where the 34 victims, including 10 soldiers surrounded by flames during an evacuation in the coastal province of Bijaya, east of Algiers. Fires have also raged in neighboring Tunisia, where 300 people had to be evacuated from the coastal village of Melola. A team of climate scientists, the World Weather Attribution Group, said this month intense heat wave in southern Europe, North America and China would have been virtually impossible without human-induced climate change. A Russian delegation led by Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has arrived in North Korea to be joined by a Chinese delegation later today. They will attend Pyongyang's celebrations of the 70th anniversary of the end of the Korean War, marked typically by massive military parades. The visits are the first to North Korea since the country shut its borders in a bid to keep out the pandemic. It is unclear if this signals a change in Pyongyang's border policies. The reclusive North Korea had sealed the country off from all trade and diplomatic ties in early 2020, even with Russia and China, which are its main economic and political partners. They even cut off imports of essential goods like food and medicine. North Korea has been facing food shortages, which have been made worse by its border closure and strict international sanctions that have been imposed because of its nuclear program. Ghana's parliament has voted to abolish the death penalty, joining a long list of the African countries that have done so in recent years. The country currently has 170 men and 6 women on death row, whose sentences will now be replaced by life imprisonment. The last execution took place in 1993. Execution has been the mandatory sentence for murder in Ghana. Opinion surveys suggest that most Ghanaians approve of abolition. Last year, 7 people were sentenced to death in Ghana, but none were executed. Treason has also been punishable by death in Ghana. A statement from a London-based campaign organization, Death Penalty Project, says Ghana is the 29th African country to abolish the death penalty and the 124th globally. In recent years, many African states have abolished the death penalty, including Benin, Central African Republic, Chad, Equatorial Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Zambia. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at some places of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province and hilly regions of the rest of the provinces and at one or two places of the rest of the country today. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Kosi, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible in some places of hilly regions of the country and in one or two places in the rest of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Lumbini province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 21.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 26.7 degrees Celsius with 5.4 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda bats for collective efforts to end ill practices. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division reports over 4,000 dengue patients across the country. And deadly Mediterranean wildfire kill more than 40 people. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.